the tools that we had in the Air Force were some of the best hand tools. They bought the best. They didn't go out here and buy this cheap stuff. They bought good stuff. And we had an abundance of stuff. And one day the guy come through and he says, here's an inventory. Take it. Everything's got to be perfect. Anything more than this, you got to put it in these big containers. So, man, we filled in big containers. We had tons of stuff, more than what it said we could have. And he says, now then, go out and get some one of these guys to dig a hole and put it in and bury it. Oh. What? He said, the inspecting general is coming by and we have to meet these requirements. And if we got all this, he said, I'm going to be canned. So there's no telling how many millions of dollars worth of equipment and pieces for airplanes that we buried because we had too much in stock. What happens with the bureaucracy and the stuff? You have no idea. No idea. And if you've ever been in the military, you'll see the waste. You'll see the waste. It's there, yeah. You've seen a lot of it, haven't you? Yes. Now then he says here, even the king milks the land for his own profit. Do you think they do that? If you don't have a clue what's going on in Washington, did you know the guys in Washington that are senators and congressmen, they make their own pay scale? You don't have to vote on that. They make it, yeah, and they up it to whatever they want to, and then they don't pay any Social Security. And if they're in office one term, then they draw that wage the rest of their life. How would you like to have a man paid, say, $250,000 a year for 4 years, and then he draws that the rest of his life? Maybe he's only 35 and he lives to be 80. He gets increases too. Cost of living increases. But he'll draw that money. Those congressmen, when they go up there, they don't just go up there and work for 4 years and then come home. They continue to draw that salary forever, and you and me are paying for it. Isn't that something? Amazing what we don't know, isn't it? That's why our taxes are so high. That's why they want more of your money. That's why we're paying about, you know, by the time you pay all the taxes you pay, there is at least 60 cents out of every dollar you make goes for taxes somewhere. The gas pump, sales tax, you name it, it's there. And they want more. And your taxes on your house, you know, I won't never build another big house ever. I'll live in a little teeny one because I don't like to pay the government all them high taxes to live in a house that I built and paid for. And the bigger you build it, like that house out there, there's a couple that come to this church for a while. I didn't know what they were worth, and still don't know what they were worth, but they were looking for a new home out here in Plano. And one day he came to me and said, Thurman, you're an engineer. Would you mind after church or next Saturday? First he said something about after church, and I said, no, I don't get through. But he said, how about next Saturday? Could we pick you up at your house and take you? We'd like you to look at this new house we're looking at. I said, okay. So they wanted me to look at it structurally. So I went out there and looked at a beautiful home. We drove in this area. I thought, wow, what a house. What houses, period. And so, as I'm looking at these houses, they were very well built. I mean, wealthy people built these things, no doubt. And I asked the man, I says, I'd just like to know what the taxes on this house cost. Oh, he said, the taxes out here are not bad at all. I said, well, but what's bad at all to you might be significant to me. I said, so what do you think on this house at the price you're selling it for? What do you think the taxes would run? Oh, he said they're only about $25,000 a year. Taxes. That's not payments. That's not insurance. That's taxes. Property tax on that house, $25,000 a year. How would you like to pay $2,000 a month for property taxes? Not me. Not me. So I don't want to live in one of those kinds. I'd rather live in a little bitty shed, you know, and be able to give my money to somebody else. I live in a tin shed. Praise the Lord. I live in, my tin shed's about this big right here. No, it's a little bigger than that, but I do live in a tin shed. Praise the Lord. If you have never seen our tin shed, you ought to come out and look at it. It's not bad, is it?
It's pretty nice.
Not bad. Praise the Lord. Yeah, but it is a tin shed. I get tickled at Cheryl's mama when she told her I was building my house. She said, "What you building it out?" She said, "Building it out of tin, mama." She said, "You're going to live in a tin shed?" See, I'm going to be facetious here. She said, "For him, I'd live in anything." Oh. She didn't really say that. But she did tell me that one time, right after we first got married. She told me, "I'd live anywhere with you." And I thought, okay, we'll see how long this lasts. Now then, she wants something nice, you know, whenever I, you know, it's amazing, you know. She said she'll live with me with anything. Then when I started building anything, she wanted it like this and like that. You know how these girls are, don't you, brother? Yes, you do. Praise the Lord. They're good girls. Can't live with them, can't live without them, but praise God. Our girls. Oh, me. Oh, me. My goodness. Life is so much fun if you let it be. It is so much fun. You know, if you take these things, it says here that those who love money will never have enough. Now, how many people do you know that have lots of money and they just need another couple of more million or just another billion? You know, but those that have money, that love it, they never have enough. How absurd to think that wealth brings true happiness. Oh, I've seen lots of people say, "Man, if I was rich as you are," talking to somebody that had money, "Man, if I was as wealthy as you are, I would be happy." No. No. You know, the happiest I've ever been in my life, I guess, when I was a little kid at home, raised up, you know, we lived in a little tiny house, you know, that a board and bat house. Some of you don't even know what that is, but when you put the boards together, there's no sheetrock, no studs, no insulation. And when the wind blows outside, it blows just as hard inside as it does outside, you know. And so that's the kind of house I was raised up in. I did not have an indoor toilet inside. We had a little two-holer deal out on the top of the hill out there, you know. I did not have running water in the house. We had a wood cook stove in the house and a wood stove in the front room. And that's the only two places we had heat. Now, in the wintertime when it was cold, I mean, Mom or Dad would get up in the morning and fix a big old roaring fire in that big old cast iron stove, and it'd be glowing red on one side and you're freezing on the other side. That's how uneven the heat was in the house. But I was as happy as if I had good sense. Did I have any money? No, but I had love. That's what makes you happy. Now, I'll have to say, it's nice to have a nice home, you know, that you step out on the carpet and it's nice, you know. You like that too, don't you, girl? Yes. It's nice to have that and have your bills paid. It is nice. You can have money and be happy, right? Sure. But the love of money is not going to bring happiness. The more you have, the more people come to help you spend it. You, if you have lots of money, you'll have lots of friends. I mean, they'll come and help you spend your money. It's not a problem. It's easy to have friends that if you have lots of money. So what is the advantage of wealth? Except perhaps to watch it run through your fingers. That's lots of fun, isn't it? When you have money, you can watch it run through your fingers. You know, you can go out for an outing for a weekend, and if you had tons of money, you can spend tens of thousands of dollars in a weekend. You know that? Wow. There was a lady here a while back that took us all, the whole ministry team, to dinner after a healing school one day, and she had a lot of money. She took us downtown Dallas to a hotel down there, and I don't think there was anything on the main course that was under $35 or $40. When I looked at that, I said, "Wow," she said, "Thurman, don't look at the price tags. I'm buying. Just order what you want." I have no idea what that meal cost, but I couldn't enjoy my meal thinking about how much it cost. Even though she paid for it. I thought, this is absurd. Think what I could do with all this money. The sheriff would say, yeah, you could buy another GPS, couldn't you? I said, yes, I could buy something for my airplane, you know, instead of spending it on food. But she got a big blessing out of taking all of us down there that night. We had a good time, didn't we? Yeah, we had a great time, but I'm glad I didn't have to see the check. Because you watch the money run through your fingers, you know. I'm so tight with my money, I don't like to watch it run through my fingers. I like to hold on to it a little bit. I love this one. People who work hard sleep well.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're having trouble sleeping, get up and go do something. Yeah. Work hard for a little while. You know, I get tickled at the bunch out there at the Ministry Center. I realize maybe the air conditioning is not what they would like it to be in the Ministry Center. But it doesn't have a problem even on a hot day holding it at 75. So whenever I'm out like I was today in the barn where it's 100 plus in that steel building out there with no insulation, with no air conditioning, no fans, and I am soaking wet from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet working on stuff. And then when I walk in the Ministry Center, I'm freezing. It's so cold in there. I say, wow. They're all saying, it's so hot in here. I say, come on. Y'all come out here with me for a little while and work and get soaking wet with sweat. And then you come back in and you'll be cool. Because, you know, if you've been out like that working and you come in at 75 and you've been out there where it's 100 plus, it feels cold, especially if you're soaking wet with sweat. But people who work hard, they sleep well. Now, Cheryl says, I really have trouble sleeping. She said, I can be asleep in two breaths. I mean, when I get ready to go to sleep, man, I can lay my head down on that pillow and zonk. I can close my eyes and I must be working hard, right? Because I sure do sleep good. Praise the Lord. Oh, look what it says, the next part of that. It says, people who work hard sleep well, whether they eat little or much. Somebody said, don't you dare eat anything after 6 o'clock or you can't sleep at night. Well, I've seen us not even sit down to dinner till midnight.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.